Good morning, P4P Cosmic Community. It is D. Sebastian Yancey. I am up before my little one is, so let's see how fast I can make this episode and still give you all the juicy, juicy, juicy details about the last playtest, which was almost 2 weeks ago. One, I will go ahead and say that that was the biggest playtest group of people that I've had come to one. There were 16 people in total. Now, signed up, it was actually 27. But it ended up raining at the location we were gonna go to, so I had to switch locations on people, which was, you know, really already a big pain. So to those who couldn't make it, I'm not mad, I understand. And then, you know, from there, we just kept it rocking. Now, we ended up doing it at Backyard in Dallas, and that bar, they were very accommodating. They were super cool. They let me set up two board games, which is Battle of the Brews and Galactic Royale. Something that made me happy was a few people that worked there came to look at the boards and just was like, you should host a tournament here. The universe is speaking, because that's something I planned on doing with Galactic Royale in general. But to see them see the Battle of the Brews and say that, and it is a drinking board game that caters to the social environment from the cards that are involved in the game. And this is why. There are cards that you must complete the actions of to get said coins to buy said brewing companies on the game. So to give a quick summation, because my mind does jump a lot, thank you for paying attention. Battle of the Brews is a board game that is based in Beverly Hills. Yes, I said Beverly Hills. And it has four vacant brewing companies. And the way you win that game is by going about buying those brewing companies with gold coins. You get gold coins from battling other players by my specific way of battle rolling. And you also get gold coins by finishing the actions on try this cards. Try this cards always start off with ask a complete stranger or fellow player. And they always, almost always go to a complete stranger. And so since it's in a bar setting, watching that environment get pulled in into the game that they're not even playing at other tables, at the bar, over there chilling with the friends. And these questions and these actions that are on there where you're going up to people, are you seeing someone who wants to buy shots, then walking away? What's your spirit animal noise and having to make the sound? Is again, it's a special time, and I can't wait to make that into a tournament. And I'm gonna jump back to tournament stuff at the end of this episode, because it is something special that will be going down for the ones to come. I had six people playing that one. Was it six, or is it eight? I think it was eight. I can't remember. Anyway, the game went well. Lots of new people. Their experience was the bomb. They shared with me, and this is the second time this has happened, where I've had, everybody had a good time, and then there was also the mutual thing that they all said, I need to adjust. And for this game, Battle of the Brews, they had so much fun, and I guess, you know, at the end of the day, the goal is just to enjoy and drink more so than the go for the exact goals on the game. But the mutual thing that people said I need to clarify is how you win. Does winning mean getting the most brewing companies? Does that mean who is the wealthiest, who has the most franchises? And I thought that was a really good thing to think about. And so, honestly, I'm going to adjust it to where it is like when you add up all of the things that you have, who is the wealthiest by the end of the game, and just kind of let that be the end all be all. I say that for now. You know my brain. If you've been listening to all these episodes, you know how it goes. Now, if I jump right over, we're 4 minutes in. So if I jump right over to Galactic Royale, lots of new people. Only one person has played that game before played. There was six players on that one. And it was what it always is. Like I said, if I haven't shared this with you before, of all the board games, there's always joy, there's always fun, but Galactic Royale has its own little thing that just works for people. It just always works. And it is a board game that I made that is based off of Battle Royale. So this is my Battle Royale based board game, where the map is truly disappearing. And the way the battles work, you have to be there to really see it, because players are trying to take out all the hearts or the health completely down to where they're of everybody else, so they're the last ones there. And there's ways to exit the battle and keep the battle going and stop with the players and shift the change of the elimination of the areas and spaces. But it's so simple. It's simple and fast-paced fun. And yeah, and it's just the bomb. So seeing the newbies have a really good time, in addition to those who already still come, because y'all that keep coming, you're letting me know you're down for it. Like, I say this all the time, that people used to say, well, they say that finding people to play test with is hard. I think it's hard. It's hard if you, one, people don't like board games, and two, if the game isn't fun. Like, I've been making adjustments every single playtest, and I think I'm in like 33, playtest 32. I think I'm on playtest number 32. And every time, these is more people keep signing up to play. More people who haven't played has hit me up. And so that means, no, while I'm still over here adjusting this house for y'all to get comfy in, for y'all to party in, you are still telling me, well, hey, we like the house. We'll see you soon. We're coming back. Actually, I'm going to bring somebody. Is that cool? And it's like, yes, let's keep this going. It's just, you know, it's where it needs to be. Now, to the point of tournaments. And this is not the last thing, but I will end this episode before we hit 10 minutes. Bow. Yes, and we're at 6:25. Anyway, to the point of tournaments. I do plan on doing a tournament for Galactic Royale, and I do plan on doing a tournament for Battle of the Brews, and I do plan on, I'm going to say it because I've given away t-shirts, I've given away prints, those things will definitely happen, but I'm going to give away $100 to the winner. That's going to be the goal for the tournament, the first tournament that I put together for both of those games. I'm giving away $100 to the winner. If it's a team-based game, that means 50 goes to each player, 50 each. If it's two, if it's three, y'all get how it works, but it's going to be $100 for the winner of each of those games. Why not? Y'all already support me so much by coming. You know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and give you a reason to win now. And I will finish this episode talking about Caves of the Tethered. All right, this is the fourth board game that I made. I got this one done in a week. Okay? The rules took me almost 2 weeks, but I got the board and everything. Bop, bop, bop. No, well, yeah, it was close to 2 weeks. But this is the fastest game that I made, and I was excited to play it. Again, my only game I haven't played yet is Battle of the Brews. I've played all my other ones but Battle of the Brews. I suck at all of them. I even suck at Caves of the Tethered. But this game is a 6 to 8 player game. Well, we did it. It was 4 people. So 4 to 8 player game where you start off alone and you are with others in these caves, and your character has these special abilities that allow them advantages in moving through the map and during battles. And your goal is to find a partner and an artifact. You can't leave the cave until you're tethered with someone, which there's a specific way to do that whole seance, okay? And you can't leave the cave until you get an artifact. So once you get an artifact and you get a partner, then y'all have all these special abilities that help you work together as a team along with your cards and exit. And we got to play. And that the experience, no, the emotion I got to see in players while this game was happening, the things people almost tried to do when it came down to being on teams, and the ways people were trying to stop people from moving forward and negotiating why they were going to be on teams and how they are an asset to each other. Whether you think I'm just talking, guess what? I'm not. I have literally changed the game with the creation of this game. And now we have 1 minute till it hits 10 minutes. So I am going to truly end right here and say, watch when this pops. Caves of the Tether, watch when this pops. You're in Dallas. Trust me, you're going to want to play this. This is going to test your relationship, and not in a like in a loving way. I'm talking about just in general, a relationship that you can have with a person in general, your communication. This game tests that to the highest. It tests it to the highest. And I'll tell you more about that at another time. But yes, right now I am working on the Forever War. I know, I just don't stop. And this is how you know I love it. I'm working on the Forever War, and the t-shirts will be dropping soon. I know I keep saying that, but they will. I just got my last one. I can't wait to let y'all get them too. I hope you all have a wonderful day. Sign up, subscribe, so I can share more of all this stuff that's happening with you. And if you're in Dallas, let me know so you can come to one of my playtests. We don't do it. It's not a normal playtest. We have a great time. Y'all have a good one. Peace.